Hey y'all, it's Shaiza Lifestyle Brand. Today we're talking about Ain't That the Truth? Well, when I say truth, I mean truth is always relative when you just talk about opinions. But truth is not relative when you balance it or when you go to the Word of God and you're able to know what the truth is. And you hear the scripture, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. And free is not just where you get something you didn't pay for. Free means that you're not in a place of captivity. You're not in a place of fear. You're not in a place of bondage. You're not in a place of small and lack and little bit. That's the free I'm talking about. And Ain't That the Truth is what I'm talking about today, because I just realized after talking to someone that I ain't really been being free. You know, I haven't really been free. I had talked about like getting my hair done and, you know, and the way I like it and how I'll kind of change it up and go to different hairstylists. And there's one in particular who I know when I get my hair did, I know it's going to be the way I want it to be or even better, just because that's just the gift that she has. And I thought, you know, I heard her say that, but I thought to myself, I haven't been really living my free life. You know, you can say I've been living my best life. I ain't been really living that life because I do stuff based on feelings. So I want to say that being free is not a feeling, it's a fact. It's a fact where like you can do things that you probably wouldn't do because you were afraid to do it. You were, you know, maybe limiting yourself on rocking a style that you really want to rock, or doing something that was super daring that everyone, not that it's about everyone else, but when you mentioned it, you know, people kind of gave you their 2 cents, even though you didn't ask them for none of it. So Ain't That the Truth is when, you know, the truth is, again, being free, and free when you make decisions, free when you're able to not limit yourself, free when you are, and going back to what I was talking about, I don't want to even escape that topic. You know, I get my hair extensions done, or just hair did, period. It don't have to be extensions. And it's like, to me, that's the most like glamorous transformation. Not that I'm trying to appropriate another style, because I do wear longer length, you know, hair that's not the same as my own hair, or thicker. And it made me feel like it's my hair, you know. And the technique of getting it put in is very important, because it has to be where it blends. And it also, for me, the best part is the braid. That the braid is smooth, the braid is small, it's flat. And I have shortchanged myself by, you know, overthinking it. Like, if I like something, why do I think I have to be accepted by, if men don't like hair extensions and I do, why do I feel like I have to think about, like, you know, what could I have done to not like hair extensions? You know, like, I shouldn't have to think that. Or even choosing who's going to do my hair, that's my time of my self-care time, or my fun time, or my transformation is going to happen. Why don't I pick based on I know the feeling I'm going to get? Why do I just have a quick convenience to get it done? So for anyone that ain't been living the truth, then I want to just really challenge you right now. And I want a commitment from you as well that you're not going to do that no more. And the commitment means you're not going to just 99% of the time live by Ain't That the Truth, but you're going to do this 110%, because it's probably the 10% that you need to add on, because you ain't, you know, all your life you've been in a deficit. So you need that 110%, not just 100%, where you're able to just really know like what you want, that it's okay to want that. And it's okay to leave situations that are not allowing you to be free. You're able to like imagine a life. Imagine not just material things, but imagine the person that you are, how you look, how you sound like, you know, what you say and how you show up, like what your hair looks like, what your makeup or not makeup looks like, what your outfit looks like, and how you show up in that space when you're able to like be the person you've always wanted to be. Why aren't you being that person? Like, what's limiting you? And I'm not saying like you could just be it, just like, or just do it like Nike. But I'm like, this is for the person that is a person that's in Christ, that's a faith believer, and you're not really living your best life. And I'm probably talking to myself. So I'm not trying to beat nobody up with words. I'm saying like, for real, think about it. Like, you know, the pandemic was 2020, even though we're still like, we can't really say post-pandemic. because there's so many things going on. And we have to say, you know what? When God's word says, give us this day our daily bread, you know, every day we have to like know whatever that bread is, that's your sustenance, your way that you're able to have energy. What is the bread that you have that's keeping you going? You know, like if you're not getting bread, you're getting crackers and they stale. How are you going to be replenished? How are you going to be strengthened? How are you going to really be strong to like really to be bold and to look past those naysayers? And I'm just doing inventory right now as I'm talking, that I have allowed too many things to come into my, you know, personal space. Like I haven't had enough boundaries. So I want to first start by saying boundaries are super important, and they're not just a word where you just say boundaries because you're trying to hurt people, but boundaries are so that you don't hurt yourself. So with a boundary, it's like where it's a non-negotiable, like you don't take phone calls. You don't have to even tell people, but you don't take phone calls past a certain time, or you're not going to be the 911 number for people where they can just dump on you, you know, without them first going to get Jesus on the main line. You know, like you're not, I'm not saying that there's not times you can't be there for people, but if it's just all the time where you've been in that position, I want to think about the 10 virgins in the Bible, and there were 5 that were foolish and there were 5 wise virgins. And what the story entails is, you know, them waiting for the bridegroom to come. And because the bridegroom took so long to come, that the 5 foolish ones was like, you know what, I'm bored sitting at the house watching Netflix or on the prayer line. I want to have some fun, or I want to just kind of test the waters. And they go out and they, you know, go far as they can go. But when they come back, they oil is like low, running low, y'all. And so they're going to go approach the 5 wise virgins to say, can I borrow some of your oil? And they was like, no. So no is a boundary where you're able to say no and you don't have to explain it. No is a complete sentence where you don't have to just feel like, did you make the right decision? Like when you say no, it's because like, you know, with the purpose of it for the virgins, the oil was because you have to have that oil for your livelihood. If your oil is your money or your oil is your time, then you have to protect that by saying no. You have to protect that by nurturing your time to make the most of your time, even if you don't have that much time. So that's that for having a boundary. And number 2 would be, I want to say definitely having some self-care. You know, when you don't ever take time for yourself, that don't mean getting the mani and the pedi. A self-care time could be just alone time, you know, like quiet time, where you unplug, where you're not just all infiltrated by social media, or that you have to be busy because you don't feel productive. Like, so that's super important. Like when you're able just to unplug and where you're not like accessible to everyone, so that you're able to just be alone with yourself and maybe not even think about what needs to be done. Just be in that moment right then and there. I will also say is to figure out what you want. That's the main thing, you know, having that boundary, having that self-care, but figure out what you want, because how can you have a conviction about something like to say no when you don't know why you're saying no? Now, you don't have to have a reason why, so let me not even, you know, linger too long, but when I know that my goal is to be debt-free, or my goal is to be someone who owns a home or has a new car, whatever is not helping me to accomplish that, then it's a no. You know, it's a no, a nope, nope. Now, I'm not saying you don't have any wiggle room, or you don't have any like border control, or you're able to like allow something in that maybe wasn't in concretely, you know, said in your vision. But you don't want to just be willy-nilly just going through life not knowing what you want, especially because other people can make their life look so amazing that it's easy to think about comparing yourself. And we know that comparison is a thief of joy, because we only can see what we see. And like we're, you know, 3D human beings. So we only can see like what is posted on social media. And that's it. We don't get to see what's going on in the person's home. And we don't get to see what's going on in a person's mind, or even in their soul, like in their spirit. Like, are they someone that has health problems. Like, I had someone today make a good comment, you know, like, when people are foul and they, like, are, you know, people that even have platforms, and you, like, how you got an audience? There must be an audience for it, but at the same time, what kind of person are they that is so bitter or so berating of other people, putting people down? And so this person that mentioned to me, like, you know, people that seem to have such that bitterness to come out of their mouth, what's inside of them? You know, it has to be something bitter inside of them and broken in them. And maybe it's health issues, maybe things they haven't told. Because when you have, you know, a healthy, healed soul, it's going to be a beautiful place. It's not going to be a place where you're able to just hurt other people, because, you know, you hear the saying, hurt people hurt people. So you have to think, what's coming out of my mouth? And specifically, I was talking about, I guess his name is Kevin Sauls or Samuels. I can't even think of his name, but I heard of him and I didn't really know. Or Gates, Kevin Gates. I heard of him, I just didn't really know about. And then one night I happened to catch a little segment of him and some woman, and him with a panel of men on another occasion, where he was rating women, you know, like giving them a 2 and comparing them to other women who was like are a 7. And it's like, how can people just really fall for that and drink the Kool-Aid of just accepting something that you don't even have no evidence of to rate somebody? Like, what's your standard that allows you to just rate somebody and show me your fruit? You know, and people don't do that. They just kind of just accept stuff because it's popular. And so you have to know what you want. Otherwise, you will fall into the trap of other people's, you know, categories, and you trying to meet up or measure up to that category. So again, ain't that the truth? And when I say ain't that the truth, we know the truth is not just words. The truth is what makes you free, what makes you be your best self, what makes you want to live life and not just live it, but live it to the fullest, where you're not going to, you know, censor yourself. You're going to say what you say, but where it's coming from is a good place. It's a healthy place. It's an established place. It's not no broken place where you just say stuff because you just want to talk or you just want attention. You're saying it because you're speaking life, or you're saying it because there's a purpose in it, because you're being led by God. And I say, as Holy Spirit leads you. So I just want to just end right there with ain't that the truth. And with ain't that the truth, I would love to hear about your ain't that the truth. You know, like what you ain't and what you ain't finna, what you ain't and what you finna do to really boss up, to not just be limiting yourself to just small and a little bit and some and other people's definitions of what life is. Hey y'all, this is Jaisa Lifestyle Brand. Today I'm taking you from good to great. Now, I work in different, I guess, metrons, like as far as places of my sphere of influence. One of them is the academic world. Another is the business retail world. And another one is the health world. And I might add a subcategory for the business retail world. I work in the beauty industry. And so I meet lots of people. And I want to just kind of like let you know a little bit about the insight that I've gained, and also help you to level up in your life, to be on your A game. So taking you from good to great. So for starters, good is something that is a quality that is required for a particular role. Like, you know, you want to be a good candidate, a good citizen. And it's something that denotes like quality of something, to be approved of. And it's good, you know, nothing too major about that. And then we go from good to great. And great is going to be like above average. It's going to be a quality or ability that has eminence, and it's going to have some, I guess, intensity. It's also going to have some distinction to it. So again, going from good to great, you can be good, but let's make it great. You want to be someone that is in high demand, but that you're not just being a puppet on command on everyone's beck and call. And I, as a brand influencer or a person that's even an inspirational influencer, it's like sometimes you have to kind of just steal away. You have to make sure that you're managing your tank, your grace, to know whenever you need to replenish yourself. And when you're out there, you want to be that one that's a good candidate that people want to work with, want to be affiliated with. But the things I've kind of run into working with people that are good, that want to be great, is that there is a lack of consistency. So you can't start something and just start and stop it. You know, it ain't a light switch. I'm not saying that you can't manage where, like, you have personal problems. But, you know, when you go to your favorite restaurant, you just want what you want. You know, it shouldn't be about, like, something not being available because the person that has the recipe is not there. What happens is that recipe, it's like it's trademarked already. It's a signature, and it's expected when you go there, that's what you're going to get. Or if there's a certain stylist that you want to work with, there's a reason why you want to work with them, because you have, like, checked them out. You saw their work, and their work is like working it, you know, and you want what you want. So what I find is that people will get so busy because everyone's trying to make ends meet. And you know that ends can't meet because they're at the end. You know, they're trying to make money, and the time that they have is very limited. And so time is a precious commodity where it's like, if you don't command your time, command your day, it's going to do that to you. It's going to make you do what it wants it to do. So that means other people tasking you, you know, doing other things for other people. And you want to make sure that you have the main thing be the main thing. So get your pen and paper and jot these notes down. You want to be very intentional about your business. Now, it depends on the level that you are in business. It's okay. There's not, like, you know, they didn't build Rome in one day. So if you're not where you want to be at, don't make that make you not go hard for your business, you know, because you have to start somewhere. And being consistent, meaning just imagine, what's your ops, you know, like, what's your operation? Like, what time does your store open, or what time does your business open? What time do you render services? Are you 24 hours? Are you online? Are you in a brick and mortar? And even if you're not there yet, you have to do it as if you're doing it. So you have to have some faith where you're able to faith it till you make it, you know, and you have to see it as it will be when it's in existence. So if right now you're in the preliminary stages and you're needing to get, you know, really with the program, you want to be able to have time that you have for that business. But to backtrack, before you even start that business stuff, you want to have time for yourself. So you want to make sure that you're waking up. Say you have to be at work because you work in a 9-to-5. I'm there right now, been there, done that. That means you probably want to, if you have to be at work at 10 o'clock, you know, you probably want to get up early. You want to make sure that you have time to look your best, to represent yourself as this brand. So maybe it takes you an hour or so to get ready, but maybe you're also having them have food, you know, eat breakfast, replenish yourself, get some fuel. So I'm saying, like, getting up at 6 a.m., 7 a.m. is going to be that ideal time that you're going to get up. And when you first get up, you're not going to think about the business. You're going to focus on yourself, because you are the heartbeat of the business. And for myself, I like to get up and have time with God and pray, read my Bible, whether that's a devotional, and just listening to worship music, just really getting my spirit, like, connected to the Creator. That's going to allow me to have ideas, you know, that I didn't have because He gave them to me. You know, that may not be the same for you, but I just recommend spending some time doing something for yourself. Taking care of yourself, care, your mind, your soul, your spirit, and of course your body, by maybe stretching, even activating, you know, your senses by brushing your teeth, you know, getting that freshness on your tongue, washing your face, just kind of like activating, like, the alertness or the freshness of the day. And then, after you have done something for yourself, then you want to go into that business, you know. So I would recommend, you know, 30 minutes to an hour just for yourself. Even if it's just 15 minutes or five, you got to start somewhere. But ideally, you want to put that time into yourself. Just think about like when you have a cell phone and you don't charge that battery all the way up. Don't you be mad when you really need your camera, you know, for your phone because you want to get a selfie with somebody or you're, you know, I don't know what, you know, and you can't have your phone at 100% because now it's at like 5%. And now you're like, I can't even really use my phone. That's how it is with our bodies, our souls, spirits, you know, all that. It's the same concept. Then you, when you're working on your business, you want to like, you know, make it in manageable parts. Like, don't think of it just as business. Think about, you know, a pie or a pizza. There's different slices of it. So you have your content. Yeah, you have your marketing. You have your branding. You have, you know, all these different aspects of it. So you want to make sure that you itemize your business and then you work maybe on one thing at a time. I know I get kind of like sidetracked when I'm trying to do dos muchos too much at a time. And then it's like I get nothing done at all because it's like a little bit here, a little bit there. So I would recommend focusing on one slice at a time. And how do you prioritize that? It depends on your business goals, like, you know, what you're trying to accomplish. If for myself, I am wanting to do some trademarking things, some legal things with my business. And so that may be just doing research on different lawyers, doing research, maybe asking questions to other colleagues who have already been through the process, and then going through that information, going through different pages to read reviews on, you know, lawyers in that, you know, nature. And spending about that hour, and I'm guilty of going on social media. So I'm not saying that you can't go on social media because it's your life. It's you, it's your time. But I'm saying to limit your social media time unless you are actively pursuing, you know, consumers or clients by, you know, having content interaction, like you posted something and now you want to like interact as yourself, as your brand, because that really goes a long way when you say something back to your consumer or your client or customer. So a consumer is someone who is, you know, reading your content. They may like and engage, but they don't buy anything. A customer is like there's a financial transaction. And then a client is someone that you have an ongoing relationship with that it's like a more mentorship, they're in it for the long haul. So we first talked about, you know, making that day where you have time for your own self-care. And then maybe that's an hour or so. And it may not be as much, you know, as that just starting off. And then you're going to work on your business. And then you're going to, if you have a 9-to-5 or whatever you have, then you're going to get started with your day. And that way, when you end your day, sometimes, you know, after you've given, you know, these 7-8 hours to your job, it's like you have nothing left in you. You know, you're tired and it's very important to rest. Rest is also a part of the formula as well. I know when I work all day and then I want to do something, my focus is just not there. And maybe my concentration is like trying to, but it's not just effortless and the ideas are not flowing because I need some rest. And so that's just to keep you there. And again, with being a good business, that's good and everything. That's a start, but you want to get to that greatness where you're that go-to person. And when anyone thinks about whatever you do, if it's you're a nail tech or you are a hairstylist or you are a makeup artist or you are a content creator or you're a book editor, you want people to think about you. But that means it's like the concentration. You know, when you think about like a concentrate for something, it's like it's the saturated, the most, you know, rich of something. It's not diluted and watered down where the person doesn't really get a kick or a taste of what you have to offer. I think about like back in the day, my grandparents had Vacation Bible School for, you know, church, and there was like this concentrated syrup that was pretty delicious. It wasn't like high C, but it was like an off-brand high C that was like in those Costco stores. Our store was called Smart and Final in California, and it was just concentrate that you would pour in this big old, you know, like you see the athletes on the NFL field. It's like this container. You put this concentrate in there, then you have to balance it out with so much water. But that concentrate lasted a long time, and you didn't want to put too much concentrate because it would just mess the taste up. It'd be too tart, be too sweet. But again, concentrate is what you want to be. And when I say concentrate, I mean concentrated. We're like, you're focused so that that person gets a taste to know what you really have to offer. And I've been guilty of being this Jane of all trades. And it's because, like, I see something and I'm like, ooh, I could do that. Ooh, I have that mindset that I can just do anything. I think that's always been my nature, even as a little kid. But it's now where, you know, I got to be more mindful of the energy that I expend, because I want to make sure that I'm getting the most out of every day. I'm getting the most out of something, of an investment. Like, if I spend time doing something, what return am I going to get with that? Like, if it is a business venture, is it going to be worth my time learning about this business? If it's taking a class, is it going to really benefit me? So I have to have a ROI, which we call return on investment. And an investment, it may not be money. It may be my time. It may even be my brain space. You know, like, do I even need that information in my mind? Because I know that I know as far as being someone that's mature now, you know, I've gotten a little bit older. I don't want everything in my mind. I want it to be something that's going to be useful, that is going to be pertinent to or pertaining to my immediate goals, and something that maybe even down the way that's going to benefit, where it's going to be, it has a connection, like a puzzle piece, not just know stuff just to be knowing stuff, because I don't plan on going on Jeopardy or the show, like, Who's Smarter Than the Fifth Grader. I don't have no aspirations of that. I really want to just focus on the main things and let the main thing be the main thing. So I hope as you've been following along, you've benefited from some of this information, because again, trial and error, like, you don't have to make the mistakes that others have made when you're able to follow pursuit. And like I said, when you focus on yourself, and when you focus on yourself, I mean, like, taking care of yourself. And for me, taking care of myself is using the filter of faith. And that may not be for you, but I really recommend it, because I know that God is my creator. And it's like the Bible is like this manual for life. And it's not an informational book, even though it has information, but it's a book that gives me revelation, that also is going to give me this transformation, like give me things that I never had before, or that I have inside of me that I don't know how to get out. So I really want to just really emphasize the faith aspect, not to leave that out. And when you think about having faith, it's like you had to believe, because when you're spending all this time, you know, having this, you know, business idea that sounds good, and it's like you're wavering between, like, I have a job and I have this dream, what's gonna make you really go for it? Are you gonna go for it because someone gives you permission and tells you that you're good, or are you gonna go for it because God made you to be great? And God wants that greatness to be out in this earth and to bless other people. Because if you're being good, you can be a good employee. You can even be a great employee. But you're not going to have the, you know, the ROI. You know, you're not going to have the, you know, maybe the fulfillment of purpose, or maybe even the money or the time that you desire. So for someone out there that may need to just hear this, it's like, you need to go out there and be great. You know, you don't need my permission, but just hearing that, you need to go out there. Wherever you've been in containment, like, okay, it's been a place of, like, I guess, a safe place for, you know, preparation. But then there comes a time where you have to get out there and, like, be great. Go and be great. And I would love for you to follow Yaissa Lifestyle Brand on Facebook. And even here, you can leave a voice message on this podcast. And this podcast is a special place for me, where it's like this masterclass is my idea of sharing all these lessons that I've learned. And it's like just to let other people know, like, you don't have to be alone. You don't have to go through life alone. You don't have to make mistakes alone. You don't have to succeed alone. You're not alone.